Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Social media. I'm going to tell you what Peyton said. It will move into the Caribbean this weekend. And environment looks favorable for a storm by early next week. System looks to lift north toward Gulf. A lot of unknowns with timing, strength, and how it enters Gulf. We have time to watch, but worth monitoring closely. Now, the models are going in different directions, as they do, but I think sometimes on social media, people make the mistake of drawing a straight line from where the model is now and saying, if that model is true, then that's where it's going. And that's not the case, because as conditions change, as the storm itself changes, the models change. So please don't go on social media and start drawing straight lines and making predictions when you're not a meteorologist and you don't really know what you're talking about, because you're just going to get people all revved up over nothing, and there's no need for that. We were all revved up when we watched the Saints game on Sunday, I can tell you that. Mike Haas joins us now, voice of the Saints. How you doing, Mike?
Well, I was doing better until Invest 98, knowing that I'll be out of town next week. And
let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's not do that. Okay.
I hear you.
I know what you're saying.
I'm drawing squiggly lines, nothing but squiggly lines.
That's all it is at this point, is squiggly lines. Tell me about the fight. Let's start there. Do you think that was a turning point? No, let me rephrase the question, Your Honor, if I may. What, in your opinion, Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, was the turning point of the game on Sunday?
I think it happened early. I really think the third quarter drive, when I say the drive, and Mark Ingram is going to get labeled with, you know, this turnaround. I'm not blaming Mark personally. Mm-hmm. It's a great run, but the inability to score on the first drive of the game, where they just dominated and got three, didn't get a touchdown, and the inability to score on that third quarter drive, where they had the game and could have, you know, made it, a touchdown game, a 10-point game before the fight, then I think the whole complexion of the game's changed. I don't think at that point – let's say that Mark scored and it's 10-3 with 12:42 to play in the fourth quarter. The Saints have it at Tampa's 45. Mm-hmm. 12:42, up 10-3. The play is not deep post to Chris Olave in the end zone where it gets picked off.
Right.
That starts the snowball. But if you take care of business, there are no interceptions. So it's the inability to – capitalize, and I will put it on the defense here, because they stopped a fourth and one at the eight. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the momentum can change, because even though the offense didn't do anything, the defense kept Tampa Bay out of the end zone, just like that fumble with Marcus May and Mariota against Atlanta, and that in the third quarter there. That Saints didn't get any points, but it would have been 30-10 had Atlanta scored that touchdown. So to me, it goes early. I know your next question, I assume, is going to be about the brawl.
Let's go back to the fourth quarter. So when you talk about the defense and not faulting them, I think you're right, because it's fourth and one, Tampa Bay 19, 14-15 left in the game. And then we got a penalty, 12 men on the field, which will just make you pull whatever hair you have left out of your head at this level, right? To not get the right amount of men on the field. How that can happen at this level, I do not know, but I guess we're all human and it does. But that being said, they still held Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay was getting ready to punt right before the fight started, I guess. So, you can't blame the defense. I think the whole change was turnaround in the game was up in there somewhere. I don't know if I could quite pinpointed. You're right about the deep pass, but when you talk about that, it seems as though, when I was at the game Sunday, there were some opportunities that Jameis Winston didn't capitalize on, and maybe when it comes to reads, and I don't know how much of the game film you've watched, but maybe there are some opportunities there that he didn't take.
I think that's what Coach Allen said Monday, was that there were opportunities, and he went deep to Olave four times. The first two times were just overthrown. Mm-hmm. Are there touchdowns? I mean, he was open. It was a good play. We always talk about, let's take some shots. It was just, you know, minutely poorly thrown balls. But on that fourth quarter touchdown, when it's 3-3, I mean, on the fourth quarter interception, the very first one of the fourth quarter to Olave, Dennis said, you know, probably there were some underneath routes to look at. Maybe he might have gone to the well too often with that deep pass, and that pass was really not terrifically well thrown. It was a little to Olave's back, his right shoulder. It needed to be more in front of him, on his right, not his left, and that allowed Jamal Dean to get it. But, you know, you shouldn't be in that position. You had enough opportunities at that point to not be 3-3. And it's that interception that they score on. You're right. The 12 men on the field actually didn't impact
it. Nope.
The interception is when Brady drove down the field and got the touchdown to go up 10-3.
Now, in terms of the fight, you can say that was a direct impact, because it seems as though they went to where Marshawn Lattimore would have been, right? Brady with the touchdown?
Yeah, P.J. Williams is on him. It depends. You know, it's Perryman at that point now. So Evans is gone too. So both the guy who would have been on Evans is not there, and Evans is not there.
So I'm saying, if Evans was the only one to go,
would Lattimore have been on Perryman? I don't know.
Yeah,
it's possible. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, PJ is, you know, he's been your slot guy.
He was in position too, it seemed like.
Yeah, and he, you know, this is the same guy who had the pick six last year.
Mm-hmm.
The same team to secure it. He just kind of lost the ball in the air. He had good coverage, and he turned, he couldn't find the ball. And then when you can almost feel it when he turned back. He went, uh-oh, because when he turned back to look at the quarterback, he couldn't find the ball. And then when he turned back, the ball was almost there. It was a perfectly thrown pass. You let Tom Brady hang around.
Yes.
You are asking for it. You can almost feel it. I'm like, man, just like we're letting him hang around.
Hang around the game, Mike, but hang around in the pocket, because he had nothing but time on that throw.
Right. He did not have a lot of pressure, and you're right. That was a well-thrown ball. But it's still, it's 10-3.
That's right.
You know, no panicking at that point. You know, this is the team that scored, you know, 17 points in the fourth quarter last week, but it just felt like, you know, some of Jameis's passes were just a little hot, a little high and a little hot. And the next pass was high and hot for Juwan Johnson and picked off again. If you could script, hey, what can go wrong in a fourth quarter, that would be the game. And if you could script what could go right in the fourth quarter, well, the Atlanta game would be the game. So we've based in two games, we have seen it all, really. I mean, not all good, not all bad, but we have seen a ton of stuff in two football games.
Yes, we have, and we're still 1-1. Let me take a quick break here. More with Mike Haas, Voice of the Saints, when we come back. On one of the, I think it was the interception, I don't remember now, but he had Jarvis Landry wide open down the field. But you know, Mike Haas, watching tape, there are 1,000 missed opportunities in every football game, right? Because you can't see it all. And it's easy to watch the tape after the game. It's easy to identify then, but in the heat of battle, not so much. 504-260-1870. If you have any questions or comments about the Saints for Mike Haas, we'll take them when we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL. 924, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Haas, Voice of the Saints. Somebody texted in here, Mike, that Tom Brady was off 11 days during training camp, 45 years old, still made us look silly in fourth quarter. Lattimore needs to be benched for a game. Ridiculous. I don't know what they're talking about here. Lattimore owned Evans, which is why Evans was probably so angry. And in terms, you know, I heard Deuce talking about this after the game, and I think he's right. In terms of Marshawn Lattimore, you can't, I don't know how you cannot retaliate, do you?
Yeah, but you can't.
No, I know, I understand that, but.
It's. I mean, since we were toddlers and you're fighting with your sister, it's always the second person.
Yep, that's
always.
Right.
I mean, so, and because he'd had the squabbles, you know, with the week before in Atlanta and the penalties, it's just about a little better personal discipline. And as hard as it is to do in the Fournette situation, based on the Atlanta and the Tampa game, you're going to have to find a way, or teammates got to, although most teammates didn't really know what was going on at that point. I mean, it was walking, the play was over. We were kind of getting ready for the next play. There was no flag. We could see, you know, him jawing with Bruce Arians on the other side, but there's not really, but that will be, I think, a teammate thing that they've got to kind of, you know, separate that before it gets out of hand, if they can.
The big question is going to be, well, first of all, two things. Mark Ingram now knows that other teams watch the film, so he better squeeze that ball because they're going to be going after it. And just like you're talking about with Marshawn Lattimore, teams are going to be baiting him because the eye in the sky doesn't lie, right? And everybody learns from what they see. When it comes to Jameis Winston, I guess we'll find out today at practice. Yeah. If you will.
I mean, I think we'll find out, is he limited? Is he not practicing? I mean, last week he was kind of limited and some full for the most part. I didn't know the extent of the injury really till Sunday. Knew it was a back, but didn't know, you know, four fractures, that kind of thing. So yeah, we'll know more today. We won't know anything whether he'll play on Sunday until probably Friday, because you'll be able to kind of look at the practice schedule for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Is it a DNP? Did he not play? Was he limited? Was he full? Are one of those days a Veterans Day off? So it's a little tricky, and we won't get much from Dennis on it. It'll be a, you know, day-to-day kind of thing, unless the injury is severe enough, which I don't think so at this juncture, that they would put him on IR or something like that. But I don't know. We'll find out a little more today, but I wouldn't read a whole lot into it because it could be a Veterans Day off, and he just didn't practice because he needed the day off.
Of all the years for the bye to come so late, you know, if you're going to rest him, you certainly don't want to pull him during a game, I don't think, and I'm sure Dennis Allen is aware of that, so you would probably make him inactive or make him an emergency quarterback or something and only go to him if you need him, but you definitely don't want to pull him during a game, agree?
Wouldn't think so. I mean, They've had that opportunity, quite frankly, back-to-back weeks. It's not, certainly, as it turns out, good move not doing it in Atlanta. And both Dennis Allen and Mickey Loomis, who we talked to last night, did not believe and do not believe. And I kind of agree, except for maybe a couple of plays where the back was a factor. I mean, he basically overthrew Olave a couple of times. He overthrew Juwan Johnson on the interception. And the next interception, the pick six, I mean, that's just force. That's just trying to do too much. They were down. Jarvis Landry's sitting in his zone. He's just trying to do too much. And Edwards just jumped it and took it back. So there were just only a couple of instances where, and that's just an opinion of mine, where it was any kind of factor. So it'll just have to wait and see. Did they do any more damage, I guess, that's what we would want to see. With those fractures, is it worse? Did it, you know, are they mending? That kind of thing.
And I think what gets lost in this is Tampa Bay has a very good defense, but I don't want to waste a lot of time on that because we got Carolina coming up. Tell us about these Carolina Panthers that the Saints will be visiting on Sunday.
Well, it's a different. I mean, they haven't played poorly. They haven't played great. They haven't done a whole lot of things well. It's a weird. They lost their first game by two. On the last second field goal, they had the lead. They lost their second game by three on a fourth quarter field goal. So easily, you know, it could be 1-1. Who knows at this juncture? Mayfield has not played good. Really hasn't played bad. Now he can do a read option. He's fast, and you got Christian McCaffrey, who's going to be your leading rusher. He's going to be your leading receiver probably. He was against the Giants. They're kind of an enigma. They have good players, they have great athleticism on defense. Just haven't quite put it together. They're horrific. They're 26% on third down. Mayfield's had six passes knocked down at the line. I mean, he's not the tallest quarterback in the world, but then these passes that I've seen thus far are not passes over the middle. They're passes even to the edge, to the outside, and they're still getting knocked down at the line. They're just they're kind of hard to read at this point. I mean, it's a new quarterback. Was in a competition with Sam Darnold up until the last preseason game when Darnold hurt his ankle. Mayfield had been named at that point. It's a crucial NFC South game for the Saints and Carolina. Carolina is getting ready to play the next three games at home. They've already played one at home. So four of their first five games at home, five of their first seven games at home. So you talk about an important stretch for the Panthers. Their head coach, Matt Rhule, has already, like, there are many articles out there about what college offers he's getting. It's not about if and this might happen. It's about here are the offers he's getting when he gets let go by the Panthers. That's a tough situation to coach.
He's 10-25. He has a 9-game losing streak, or the Panthers do. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. So they got some problems.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think it's a win, not an if, because the sample size now is big enough for Rhule. And they certainly have the money, do the Panthers. That's why I'm saying they're kind of like Bobby Hebert said it on Monday, they're kind of a scary team just because even at 0-2, because of their history, they've almost got their coach is on his last leg. They got nothing to lose.
Freewheel it.
Like that, they'll do anything. They'll go for it on 4th-and-2 at their own 30.
You think the Saints win?
I do. I think they, become a little more consistent, a little more solid. Like Dennis said, just take some of the easy stuff. It's an offensive system, not based solely on deep downfield. It's about give what they take, keep the ball, and when you get down there, what they did not do against Tampa was score in the red zone. The Mark Ingram fumble happened at the 20, like right at it, so it doesn't count as a red zone. But if you do count that as a red zone, and we're talking inches, then they're 1 of 3 in the red zone. You can't do that against Tampa and hope to win. Nonetheless, let's throw in five turnovers.
And the game was as close as it was. I think that's a good takeaway from that.
Right. They're the things that they have done wrong. Now, the pressure on the quarterback with what the Buccaneers had on their offensive line, okay, but believe me, Brady was 1-2 gone, 1-2 gone. He was not going to give them the opportunity to put pressure. And so you can avoid pressure by doing that, but the defensive ends, and they've got to get into some third and longs. They've got to get into some third and eights, third and tens, to where you can really come at Mayfield. But Mayfield's quick. You got to be careful how you come at him. You come at him hard off the edge, and he sidesteps it, he's got nothing but green. You got to be very careful when you're rushing him hard.
I think he gets it out in like 1.1 second, fastest in the NFL.
Tom?
Pardon me?
You talking about Tom?
By Baker Mayfield. Yeah, it's time, right.
Always, because he will look. He's got the ability to move around and scramble. And then when he scrambles, he doesn't always run. He scrambles and he's still looking his eyes downfield. He's dangerous just because you don't know. I mean, again, what was he last game? He was 14 of 29 for 145 yards, 2 sacks, and a touchdown. A quarterback rating of 74.6. So 145 yards passing. That'll work if you're Jameis Winston in Green Bay and you throw 5 touchdowns. That's when 145, 150 yards work. Not that ugly.
Thank you, Mike. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
No, man. It's a big, big road trip coming for the Saints. It's 2 big games, and they're back here for Seattle on the 9th. And, it's a long season. It's a small sample size.
That's exactly right. It's a long season. We've had a small sample size. Thank you, Mike. Great job on Sunday. We'll be looking for your call on the game of the game on Sunday with Deuce, 9:34. I'm Tommy Tucker. Time for traffic now on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.